Right, well, I haven't done one of these for a long time. And as always with these things, as I say, I think pretty much on every podcast, I should do more. I'd like to say thank you to anyone that actually does request more episodes. It is appreciated. So at least somebody listens to them. But here we go. So a quick update podcast, what are we up to? Now, it's been another crazy few months. We've had so much going on and it just seems to get busier and busier and busier all the time, which is brilliant. But there's been some fairly fundamental changes in our office in Torquay. Been some staffing changes, both permanent and temporary. So that's been quite hectic. We've also had a lot of Sunseeker business going on, Axapar and our One Marine. I probably haven't done one of these podcasts since I had a roundup really from last year. And some of you may have seen from my Instagram profiles, etc. We had the fantastic opportunity last year to sell a 90 Ocean. So that was a really, really great boat to sell in 2022. To a really, really nice client that we've dealt with for years. And I also got to work with his new captain, which was great. He's done a fantastic job of getting that boat ready and also enjoying the boat with the owner last year and his family. So that was a really nice boat to get involved with. I really enjoyed that process. In addition to that, last year, we also sold our brokerage, Manhattan 66, which we had on in Lymington. I sold that with my colleague, Richard Tilley. It was his clients and I had the vendor, he had the buyers. Again, lovely couple who brought that, and that boat ended up going down to Mallorca. So that was a good example of, even though with Brexit, the boat was UK VAT paid, it was such an immaculate boat that people really just wanted to buy that particular boat because it was in such good condition. So that was a another great sale last year. In addition to that, we had a number of pre-owned Sunseeker brokerage boats that went through. And we were also very, very busy last year with our Axapar sales. So I won't try and remember how many we sold or what we got involved with, but we had a really busy year. It also involved quite a number of orders for 2023 delivery, which is now really. So we started delivering our 2023 Axapar orders at the end of last year. As the model year appeared, and we've now got a period of a couple of months where we've got a number of boats coming through. I'm recording this in February 2023. And like I say, we've got a few boats coming up now which will be ready for handover. Some are coming down to us in Devon. We've got a couple which aren't down here, they're perhaps further east, but nonetheless we've got quite a few coming through, so that's great news. One Marine continues to be busy, so we've got a number of new listings coming on. We've got a couple of cracking boats for sale at the moment. We've got a couple of Tiger 38s, V42. We're just about to hopefully complete a deal on a Sea Line 42.5. We're working in conjunction with adjacent ocean boat sales and that, and that's good. So all in all, I think you can probably tell from the speed of my voice, it's very busy. As always, a few issues and speed bumps in the way for all of that business to happen, but we're overcoming those. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, the changes from a staffing perspective is that some of you may have mentioned or even indeed met Jamie. So Jamie Coombs, who's worked with me in Torquay for 12 years, he's decided to move on. So he's relocated down to Mallorca. So in order to replace Jamie, we have taken on a new member of staff called Nathan. And Nathan joins us from a completely different sector of industry. So he's joined us from sort of the building civil industry to join us. He's got a deep-rooted interest personally in boats, younger than me. Can't believe I'm actually 40 this year, which is quite disturbing. But Nathan's late 20s, so he's really, really excited about joining the marine world. And so far, he's doing a great job. And I'm sure he's picking up lots of interesting habits from myself and learning the process of selling boats and dealing with clients, etc. So that's really good. The other thing that we've got going on in our office at the moment is Sophie, who joined us a few years ago, is off on maternity leave at the moment. So she had a baby girl at the end of last year in December. And Sophie's going to kill me because it was actually, I think, January, but it was recently. So she's going to hopefully come back to us later in the year. So that's really good for her. But Meeks means that I'm super busy sort of picking up the work that she did as well. So I'm really excited that we've got another busy 2023 season ahead of us. From a manpower perspective at the moment, it's a bit of a challenge, but we're getting there. We're keeping everybody on side. And I think the market's starting to change. I think we are starting to see, whereas before the buyers were not necessarily in charge, we are seeing at the moment that buyers are becoming like they used to be. They're the ones in charge rather than the sellers. Now, it's not quite the same because the supply of boats is still very, very low. And with what happened with the Brexit side of things, where we just don't have the ability to import boats anymore, any good quality pre-owned boat in the UK is still a very desirable consideration for a buyer. And as a result, it's meaning that values are staying high, perhaps not going up like they were previously in COVID times, but they are still staying high, higher than they were probably 3, 4, 5 years ago. So that's good. Certainly the marina in Torquay seems to be very busy, and the overall perspective from most marinas is that they have waiting lists going forward, certainly into 2023. So hopefully that's a good sign that people are still wanting to boat. We need some good weather, that as always helps, and it's great this time of year just to start to see the weather improving, the days getting slightly longer, and I think people will soon be on the marinas and getting ready for summer. So yeah, it's been hectic. I'd like to do more of these podcasts, and I think I said exactly the same thing in my last podcast for anyone that chose to listen, but I am going to consciously make an effort. I'll do an interview with Nathan in the next few weeks just to introduce him, and just so that he can say hello to you all, and we can maybe do a bit of a background on his career so far and what his impressions are of joining the marine industry. Because for anyone that's looking to join the marine industry, it might be quite interesting for you just to get his take on it, what he thinks, what he's found, that type of thing. So as I always say with these things, if you're listening to this and you don't follow us already, we need you to follow some key social accounts. I really need you to follow us on One Marine Instagram. So that's onemarine.co.uk on Instagram. We've also again got my at Sunseeker Tom Instagram account. We've got our at Axopar London Group Instagram account. We're starting to get onto TikTok because we understand the importance of now being on that platform also, and also YouTube. So just get over to socials, get logged in, sign up. We're always pushing out content. It's a battle, but I'm better at my social content than I am my podcast content, I promise. So get over there, sign up and keep an eye on it, and badger me for more of these podcasts. I'm going to sign off now. I promise it won't be another 6 months before I do another one. But appreciate the listen. Don't forget to subscribe. And we look forward to catching up with you again soon.